topic I'd like to discuss today, I'd like to introduce you to the following question. You're sitting in a shiur. You're sitting in a class, a lecture, a college lecture. And all of a sudden, you came in to learn, and you find your mind wandering. It reminds me, one time, when I was a kid, there was someone, a Rebbe, turned to a child who was, they were learning, a little bit older than first or second grade, fourth, fifth grade. They were discussing Parshas Noach, and he said to them quickly, he said, how old was Noach when the Mabul started? And the fellow was thinking about the race between Don Mattingly and Dave Winfield, who was going to win the batting crown. What year was that? I think it was 1985. I'm dating myself a little bit. Trivia question for the end, who won that race? And he said quickly, 340, which is wrong, but was the batting average that one of them ended with. The kid, when he came into class, didn't intend to think about the batting race. We come into a shiur. We find our mind wander. What happened? What's the phenomenon that happened? One more question. The Torah tells us that the mitzvah simcha is the most important mitzvah simcha, most important mitzvah that a person could possibly have. Because God forbid if we don't serve God with simcha, with joy, so then God brings the tochacha. What does the pasuk mean in Parshas Kisavo when it says, Tachas asher lo avadta Hashem Elokecha b'simcha uvetov levav merov kol? You didn't serve God with rov and with all, with the majority and all. What does that pasuk mean? You need to serve God. What is it with joy? What does it mean merov kol? Rabotai, I want to tell you something that I think is a big chidush that I heard from the author of the Piskei Tshuvos, Rav Simcha Rabinovich, which I think, if you internalize it, might really affect how you look at many things of your life. What is the definition of happiness? What is the definition of being besimcha? So many people think that the definition of being besimcha is someone who smiles, someone who has a positive attitude, someone who's often singing and dancing. Rav Rabinovich argued that those were all physical manifestations of simcha. Simcha means something that you and I might not have thought is the definition of happiness. And you know what that is? What it is the essence of the holiday of Sukkot. We just finished celebrating Sukkot. Sukkot is described, the only holiday of the Torah, as having a mitzvah of happiness. Usmachtem l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem. The Yom Tov of Sukkot is also referred to as in Kabbalah as Shlemus. In fact, in the Zohar, Avram Avinu is referred to as Avram Chasida, Yitzchak is referred to as Yitzchak Akidita, and Yaakov, who in many Svarim corresponds to Sukkot, is referred to in the following way, and here is the key. And this key, we're going to give two practical, very deep applications. He's described as Yaakov Shlimta. The key to Simcha is Shlemut, is a sense of completion. Hillel, the great Tzaddik Hillel, was a big Anav, on the holiday of Sukkot said, Kishani Kan, when I'm here, Hakol Kan, everything is here. What? Hillel, the great modest person, said, when I'm here, everything is here. What did Hillel mean? The Gemara in Sukkah describes. And the answer, Rabotai, is that Hillel was talking about a sense of shlemus, of being complete. What does it mean to be complete? Complete has two components to it. Complete means that a person wants to be in that moment. You know why that friend of mine didn't have the right answer to Noach's age? It was because there was a part of him that really didn't want to be there. Simcha, joy, is when a person is shalem, is complete with himself and where he is. The moment a person feels a tension between the two, Rav Rabinovich argued, it's not that he just doesn't want to be there. There's achtvut. There's a sense of sadness. Simcha is when, happiness is when, a person is complete with his state. And that means that when a person is in college, he's really complete with the fact that he's in college. When he's in yeshiva, he's complete when he's in yeshiva. A real happy person is shalem, is complete with himself 24/7. Yaakov Avinu, in his encounter to Esav, says, Yesh li kol. He says, I have everything. Esav says, Yesh li rav. I have a lot. The other part of a person who lacks shleimus is not only a person who is not happy where he is bizman, at that particular moment in the present, but there's a person who feels that there's something lacking in what he has. That's all a person that's not shalom. A person might not be concentrating because he's dreaming of something that God didn't give him. Maybe it's not the right thing for God to have given him that. Shleimus, the sense of completion, simcha, is the state where a person is shalem with what he has. He's complete with what he has. Yaakov Avinu says, Yesh li kol. Esav, who doesn't embody simcha, Esav says, I have a lot, but he's always dreaming for more. That, Rabosai, is the explanation and is the definition of happiness. Definition of true happiness has two parts to it. Number one, a person needs to have a sense of shleimus, needs to have a sense of completion with where he is in the present. And if you're not happy with where you are, then maybe it's the wrong place. But a person has to think about what he is and what he wants to be and where he wants to be, where he truly wants to be. Not where his parents want him to be. Not where his friends want him to be. Where he wants to be. And number two is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given every single one of us everything that we need. And a person who truly internalizes these things is truly a person who's a happy person. The moment there is a netek, there is a break between the two, and I'll say even more, sometimes a person's not happy because he wants too much ruchnius. There's a person who says, no, I'd rather be learning all day. I don't want to go to work. That person is also not being chayim tachas asher levato Hashem lekecha b'simcha v'tov leivav. It's a person who's not happy with the condition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. And that's the explanation of the end of the pasuk as well. Tachas asher levato Hashem lekecha b'simcha meirov kol. Meirov. Esav says, I have rov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us everything. In a way, Yaakov is wrong. How can you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me everything? He didn't give me everything. The answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given every single one of us a lot. But I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha with the rov, but I consider that kol, everything that I need. So during this year in yeshiva, Rabotai, try to think about serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu meirov kol.